Today I'm going to show you my Amazon PPC launch strategy that has repeatedly helped my products become number one new release on Amazon US, including my most recent product launch, as you can see on the screen. The following three types of Amazon PPC campaigns that you should definitely have for your product launch. So I'm talking to most of you as sellers who are launching on a budget. And if budget is not your concern, you can definitely try other campaign types that are available on Amazon right now, even including TV sponsored brand as well. So your ad will be shown on TV, which I will mention later in this talk. However, the following three types of PPC campaigns that every product launch should definitely have at present. The first campaign type is auto campaign, where you leverage the algorithm's ability to find relevant search terms and products that will help you attract potential buyers. Basically, you don't know what you don't know, right? And what you know probably is not substantial or incorrect. So during the early launch phase, where you haven't got a lot of data about, you know, what resonates, what works for your product, let the algorithm, with its vast data vault and AI capabilities, to go out and discover what works for your product, right? So I have a video about how to optimize and refine your auto campaign using negative targeting. So negative targeting actually is the big part of Amazon PPC optimization. So I put the link to the video in the description below. And the second campaign type that you should definitely have is exact keyword campaign. So where you will target all highly relevant keywords that you have identified in your keyword research prior to your product launch. I assume all of you should have done that. So these keywords will be mostly long tail keywords that you have carefully chosen in your keyword research. As you can see on the screen right now, this is an example of a keyword research where you will identify the most relevant keywords to your product, right? So if you target short tail keywords in your niche, be prepared for high volume of clicks and rapid spending. Additionally, conversion rates for short tail keywords are usually lower than those for long tail keywords. To have a better understanding of what is a long tail and what is a short tail keyword, how keyword match types work on Amazon, watch my video about Amazon keywords, everything you should know about. I put the link to the video as well in the description of this video. And the third PPC campaign that you should have for your product launch is product targeting campaign. Again, before you launch your product, I assume that you have already done a competition research where you identify all of your top competitors, right? This research will also be an input to your keyword research, where you will use reverse AC lookup to extract your competitors' keywords, right? So at this point, you should know all of your competitors and target all of those products in a product targeting campaign using their ASIN number, right? I assume that you know that. So when you target, choose the option of exact, not expanded, because if you choose expanded, it will function like an auto campaign where it will show your product alongside complementary and substitute products, which is already covered by your auto campaign, right? So by selecting exact, you can accurately determine if those ASINs or products are effective for your product or not, and maintain better control over your ad spend. You would want to know exactly, okay, these are my competitors, and I want to know if I put my product ad on their product listing, if their customer will also find my product interesting and buy my product instead of buying my competitor's product, right? So I want to know exactly if these ASINs or products work for my product or not, because I have researched carefully and I want to exactly my product ad to be on their listing, not any other listing. So I hope this clear and makes sense to you. So I won't go into detail about how to set up all of these campaigns in this talk as it would be lengthy. I've included links to relevant videos in the description of this video. And as I mentioned earlier, if budget is not your concern, another type of PPC campaign you should definitely try that is working right now on Amazon, that is product collection sponsored brand campaign. However, you will have to meet certain criteria in order to use this campaign type. Firstly, you should have a registered brand. In other words, you should have a registered trademark with Amazon for your product, and there must be at least three products or three ASINs of the same brand in the ad, right? So that means that you should have two other products of the same product line and the same brand, okay? So you don't have to restrain it to the same product line, but basically the rule is under the same brand. So if you meet this criteria, you should definitely try product collection sponsored brand for your launch. Now, beyond proper PPC setup, the most crucial aspect is having an optimized listing, including photos, videos, if any, copy, and back-end optimization. This can make or break your Amazon FBA success. Because if your listing doesn't convert visitors to customers, your ACOS, your advertising cost of sale, will be high, and your organic ranking could also suffer due to a low conversion rate. So what is the point of you spend a lot of money on not just Amazon PPC, but also other traffic acquisition efforts, such as blogging on your website, driving people from your website to your Amazon listing, or social media, or influencer marketing, affiliate marketing, all kinds of those things. And whereas your listing is not well optimized, so you invite people to come to your store, but your product doesn't look good, even though probably in real life it may look better than your product on your listing, that is even worse, right? So you don't have copy that connects deeply or at a personal level with your target customers. The listing backend is not well optimized. So at the end of the day, people would just leave your listing and go for something else because it's not enough for them to take action and to buy your product. So let's look at a quick example. Suppose you drive 500 clicks from PPC at 70 cents per click, or $0.7 per click, totaling $350 for PPC, and with a conversion rate of your listing is 5%, you get 25 sales from $350 in ad spend. 5% multiplied by 500 clicks, you have 25 sales. That means of those 500 clicks, 25 of them converted to sales, right? So now if your listing conversion rate is 10%, you will get 50 sales instead. Your sales basically doubled with the same ad spend of $350. 10% multiplied by 500 equals 50 sales. So you double your sales. Imagine 100% increase in sale without spending more money on ad. How good is that? And remember that not just Amazon PPC, but all of your other traffic acquisition efforts will also be rewarded by higher listing conversion rate, right? For example, if you drive 1,000 clicks to your listing instead of 50 of them, that means 5% will be converting into sales. Now you have 10%, that means 100 sales from 1,000 clicks that you have attracted to your listing. So having an optimized listing is essential to the success of your Amazon FBA. That's why I wrote the book Zero to Best Seller, How to Build a Seven-Figure Amazon Listing from Day One, which will provide you with all the knowledge and tools you need to create a best-seller product listing on Amazon. It took me a while to write it because I didn't have all the time, like whole day sitting writing the book, but I had to run my business as well, among many other things. But I was very dedicated, and I shared in the book everything I know about how to build an optimal product listing to become number one bestseller or number one new release, even gaining sales before they have their first review. So that means that the product presence was so good that was enough to persuade people who came to the listing to convert to buy the product without any reference from other previous customers. So that is the power of product listing, and make sure that you do it before you do anything else, before you spend money on advertising, paying influencers to drive people to your listing. So you should definitely check it out. I put the link to the book in the description of this video. Okay, any questions, any opinion, please let me know in the comment below. And that's it for me today. I will see you in the next episode. Right after this, I'm going to Stephen Ballett. I think his name is Ballett. Is that Stephen Ballett show? He is a successful entrepreneur, a dragon on Dragon's Den show, and he's also an investor. So I'm very excited to learn something from him tonight. That's it, a little bit excitement to share with you guys. All right, see you in the next episode. Bye.